This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom has a bad morning. Candles and Donnie Baker. They're all coming up right after this.
Israel, Ozzy, and Axel, and Ronnie James Dio, Hendrix, and Clapton, and that guy from REO. But do you recall the most famous roadie of all?
Oh, God.
Rudy the Red-Nosed Roadie. A very shiny nose. That's 'cause he drank Scotch whiskey as he set up big rock shows. All of the other roadies used to laugh and say he stunk. That never bothered Rudy, 'cause he was always stinking drunk. Then one time on a Sabbath tour, Ozzy came to say, Rudy, with your nose so bright, won't you be my red spotlight? Then how the roadies loved him, they thought he was a bloody gas. Rudy, the red-nosed roadie, told him they could all kiss his ass.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Where we put the F in professional.
Christy at the news desk. There's Josh Arnold. I'm Chick McGee. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. There's Tom Griswold. And Pat Godwin on the DL today with back surgery.
Had back surgery last week, doing great. He's at home resting.
He'll be back.
Good.
He'll be back in January, probably.
Yeah? Yeah, we got to make sure he heals up nicely.
Okay, very good. Speaking of healing up, God, this story the other day, this is so disturbing. I was reading an update on it. This Austrian court fined a surgeon $3,000.
Yeah.
But the guy cut off, he amputated the wrong leg of a patient.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
More than a bummer. $3,000.
Yeah.
Come on. That seems a little light to me.
How does this guy still get to be a doctor?
I don't know, but I guess he went to the patient. He said, look, obviously, we got off on the wrong foot.
I'll say.
And I'd like you to notice.
You know what? That's very amusing.
Somebody here said that you shouldn't be allowed to be a doctor. Who said they should just say, okay, look.
Oh, yeah, from now on, skin tags only. Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yep. No more.
Well, it's like probation, right?
But obviously, they had to go back and take off the other leg.
Yeah.
And then the guy died of something else. So, wow. Stay away from Bad Luck Riley.
This is
a happy story on a Monday.
Is it the rule? What is it? Measure twice, cut once?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's righty tighty, lefty loosey. I remember that.
It's also, people don't know this. You can just unscrew a leg at the kneecap.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. No. I mean, it's really screwed on well, but you can unscrew.
You're right.
You got to tap it a little bit.
Does not give this guy's name.
The doctor or the
patient? Person. I'm assuming he went by Bob, at least when he was in the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
When he was sitting on his porch, he went by Matt.
Oh.
Fellas.
Hanging on the wall.
We're talking about a man mirror.
Well, he's dead.
The kids came by and said, can he come out and play baseball? And he said, you know, he doesn't have any legs. He goes, well, we want him third base. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Man, you guys started a pod here at work about Superman being uncircumcised.
Oh, yeah, this is a book. It's a
big story.
I mean, obviously, ask Lois Lane, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I guess so, too. So that's everybody here works debating about it. They said that's why he's coming. He was so fast flying in the air. He had a cape and a windsock. Swear to God. Huh. Not to mention, probably explains why Lois Lane had such tunnel vision 24/7. Hey, do you guys have any contacts at Shark Tanks, the inventor show?
Oh, did you invent something, Donnie?
Well, I may have just designed the best invention that's going to change air travel forever.
Oh, really?
I swear to God. Well, you know how when you're trying to board the plane, they got all these different levels that get to go first for regulars? Like, my ticket always says Zone 7, so hell, even hijackers get priority over me. Not to mention, it takes twice as long to get off the plane when you're stuck in the middle seat in 48E. And all them first-class dicks get to go first, then it's Sky Comfort Plus. And even before them, they sort of open the door down to a window for a great business opportunity. I proved this weekend. The very first people get to go on airplanes are people who need a little extra time to get settled.
Right.
And that's where the money is. Did you know all it takes is two Ziploc bags and a little cellophane to fashion your own air cast? I swear to God.
Is that right?
Hi, I'm Donnie Baker, and I'm seeking $4 million in exchange for 3% of this company called Darecast. We found a way to put air in Dare. Are you bored trying to board, friend? Are you sick and tired of being last in line? Do you think all them privileged first-class flyers are just lucky dick bastards? Well, wait no more. Thanks to the Donnie Baker Darecast, there's a way to beat the system. Put it on your ankle. Wrap it on your knee. All you need is two bags and help. The air is free. Dare to be first and never last again. I'm Donnie Baker, and I approve this message. Oh, and here's another thing.
Yeah.
Why do they always tell you to put your bags in the overhead compartment where they can be properly stowed? I'll say like this. Why would I ever put my bag where they already know it's going to get stowed in the first place? Steal my bag, you're going to get stowed right in the jaw and probably need an air cast for your face. Now, that might be another side business. We'll work on that jingle. I got to go.
Okay, thanks, Donnie.
Bye, Donnie.
As always, very, very helpful. I'm trying to get this show back on track.
What are you? Is that? Do you feel like it's off track?
I thought we were having
a good time.
No, we're having a good time. I'm just, my whole day was ruined when the street was blocked.
Oh, my God.
Why do you let one thing like that do that to you? You have the capability to just
adjust,
overcome,
yes.
You know, sure. Me go with the flow, Tom.
Yes.
Wait a second, this isn't like you're overcoming adversity. You had to take a different way to go to work,
so it took you an extra 5 minutes to get here.
No,
that's nothing.
No, 20
didn't even make it
20.
Late.
That's could you imagine watching a documentary and being like, well, he had a very hard life, sometimes he'd leave his house and he had to go a different way to work.
And he was only 2.5 hours early.
These aren't real problems.
I'm just saying, I'm a little off. I think we're in the
can you imagine
the coffee
Peter,
machine
Peter
didn't
Coyote.
Work. That's a problem.
Coffee
can I tell you,
machine didn't work.
Can I tell you what
I would
you
imagine
doing?
There are probably surgeons out there that if the coffee machine doesn't work, they cancel the whole day.
Do you know what you're doing? You're complicating things.
Okay. Oh,
you are letting minor inconveniences.
Although, see, but you made my day better because one of the first things I got to witness this morning coming into work was you trying to run the coffee maker. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely hilarious.
You know what happened to me that was funny? I walked in, I had my coffee, and he looks at me and he goes, great, I just texted you asking to get me a cappuccino and now you're here.
Oh, I
that
know.
Was funny for me.
Oh,
I got to enjoy that.
I know.
And I didn't get to enjoy a cappuccino.
While it's running, he goes, what's this? And he tries to pull out, like, don't touch it.
Once again, I know Josh has told this story before, but nothing makes me laugh harder. Josh, you were getting a cup of coffee one day, right?
Yes, and it was pouring. It was coming out of the Keurig.
Right.
Tom walked in.
Tom walks in.
And he pulled my mug out from under the Keurig. While I was getting a coffee.
So right. Funny.
And then it started pouring, and somebody made a mess. No. You.
Last week, I forgot to put the cup in there. I came in here early, got the whole thing all set, hit start, and then went to the back of the building to get something.
Just pouring
came
here.
Back. There was coffee all over the shop. I cleaned it up.
I don't think that you're allowed to be in the building alone anymore. I think we need to get you some sort of chaperone.
I have said this
25 years ago, get a driver. Get a guy who's with you all the time.
What do they call? Not a butler. What do they call the gentleman that's
Man Friday?
Yes, a Man Friday.
A Man Friday.
That's what you need.
I don't think so. That's what they're called.
He can just work Monday through Friday.
Semi-literary reference. I may not be at the comic book level, but...
He drives you to work. He spends, you know, time with you until we get here.
Okay. Again, I'm fine.
Laughs at your jokes. You can tell him all those stories, those rivals.
He has a Godwin. He just Godwin's out right now.
There you go.
Right.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Once again, the big controversy today is the Bookseller magazine. It's called The Bookseller. Has announced the winner of the oddest book title of the year, and it is a book by Roy Schwartz entitled "Is Superman Circumcised?"
Never thought about it.
Can I point something out really quick?
Yeah.
Pat's out right now, and earlier Josh said, I want to cheer Pat up. I'm going to bring him a book. You think when people are back from the hospital, they want to read a book? You think that's a nice favor to bring to somebody? Okay. Bring him some soup and a movie, you jerk.
Yeah, I thought so.
I like books.
Thought he might enjoy reading a little bit.
Oh, you're going to bring him homework? How exciting, Josh.
Yeah. I think Willie's
got it. Some people enjoy reading.
I expect that report back in 2 days.
Yeah, when you're recovering from stuff like this, he's probably on some...
Nothing heals the soul, like a little painkiller.
I agree.
You think he needs a little chicken soup for the soul is what you're saying to him.
Oh, I have a lot of chicken soup. I should drop that.
I brought you Ulysses.
Sure.
Sure. You've heard of James Joyce.
Joyce.
If you ever brought me
Joyce is the
soup,
choice of those healing, right is the old saying.
Right in the sink.
Oh, what?
Sorry. Nothing? Okay.
Beautiful be a better, chicken soup.
As soon as you
leave, let's move forward. How about Christy Lee? What have you got over there at the news desk?
Speaking of books, parents who want to read to their toddlers and give them a developmental boost ought to pick up a traditional paper book rather than an e-book on a tablet.
That's
right. Study reports toddlers are more likely to interact with their parents when they're sharing a paper children's book rather than a tablet, according to the University of Michigan researchers. I've always believed that, but I'm old school. I like a good book.
I agree.
I do too.
Do the
kids
e-books
like
have
the pictures?
I was going to say, do e-books have pictures?
I don't know.
Well,
they
may,
that.
But it's at that point, it looks like television, you know, and stuff like that.
So no, pokey little puppies going so slow because the internet slowed down.
Yeah,
no, it's
pokey little puppy.
Is that a real thing?
Classic book. Absolutely.
Pokey little puppy? I've never
something
heard of
like that.
That's
now, what, real quick, what is the some of the plot points of Pokey Little Puppy? is he always late for things?
He is slow.
Slow. Uh-huh.
But he's careful.
He's
right?
Learning. He's a puppy. Mm-hmm. The point
he's
is.
He's also sexually aggressive.
Does he have to go to their one special chapter where he has to go to the pound for some reason?
Let's move forward.
Anything at all?
So parents, get real books. I agree.
All right.
Plus, they smell good, don't they? I won't get a Kindle until there's a little thing on it that goes, And it smells like a book.
Oh, this
reminds me totally off topic.
Yes.
And semi-obscure, I will admit.
If this is about Kindle, I'm leaving.
It's not. It's about candles.
Candles? Do they have Kindle candles?
He thinks Kindle and candles are the same thing because they sound the same.
They sound the same. This is a totally random...
Okay.
There is a place... Oh. A guy that I know that's a really good engineer...
Love everything.
He's a sound engineer.
Oh no, I thought he drove his train up to the
building. I thought it was like a guy.
There are engineers that design bridges.
Yeah, I thought it was conductor Tony.
My fault. How do I? The point is.
Yes.
Yeah. What is the point?
He had this candle, and it's when you light it, it smells like analog tape. Now I know this is
kidding.
I know this is obscure.
Is this Alan?
It's a friend of ours. The point is, this came from a place. There's this place that will make a candle that smells like whatever you want.
What?
So I'm thinking, well, that's cool. So now I'm trying to come up with what would you want? Because obviously there are candles right now that you've got. What's her name? The actress that always has the
Goop.
Goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Vaginal candle, right. Et cetera, et cetera. But instead of being so smutty, but I mean, you could come up with like a candle that, you know, I don't know, smells like your mom's closet or something. Because they say that memories of smells are take you places more than almost anything, including photographs.
Yeah, but how do you translate that to someone making a candle? How do they
this
know
company,
what my
make a, I don't know.
But how would they know what my mom's closet smells like?
Well,
I got a couple of guesses.
Two or three phone calls. A couple race car drivers.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
he's right.
God,
right.
I hope she's sleeping.
Turns out it's mothballs and rum.
So we have to. As soon as I heard that, I thought this is great. But I can't think of anything I want to.
Here's what I want to do. I want to get them to make a candle that smells like farts and have it labeled rose and lavender.
Oh.
Yes, and then
when I gift it to people after it's too late when they light it.
And put like a real estate logo on it. Highly recommended when showing your house.
way too late.
Yeah.
Boy.
But what a cool thing to... be able to do.
That's wild.
So someone think of something cool that you'd like to.
What about like something like outside at Harbor Springs or something? You spent a lot of time growing up.
Yeah, I suppose they could get that precise, but I think this is
like a freshly cut lawn. I mean, stuff
because
like
they
that.
Already have candles.
Yeah,
there's one we have at our house now that's I think it's labeled winter, and it just smells like Christmas time when you walk in the house.
How about that? Isn't that nice?
Sweet. But anyway, so if someone has a great idea for a candle, I mean, you could have a candle that smells like Chick McGee and 2004.
Oh, okay. Any ideas what that might smell like?
What?
Why
bring 2004? It's like his brain is loading an insult right now.
Yeah.
He can't
he's
even.
He's trying to think of something. Was that
the bourbon era or the vodka era?
Could have been last week, as far as you know. I've cut off all contact with you. You haven't even noticed, Bob. Yeah, that's probably true.
Ace, is there a smell in your life that's really meaningful to you?
I like a nice bakery smell.
Oh, that is a nice smell.
And that's something they probably already make.
Right.
I'm just saying, is there something really specific?
You failed, Ace.
Your answer wasn't good enough, Ace.
We appreciate you trying to have a conversation.
And in Ace's defense, I've not seen bakery candles, but they probably do exist.
Could we send someone to a bakery? I'm hungry. Maybe get some decent coffee.
Oh, my God. We're going to go to Starbucks.
There, we got them.
Jesus.
Because if you heard, the coffee maker's broken. Yeah. I don't know if you heard.
And I brought in a St. Louis-style gooey butter cake.
I can't wait to try that.
I am on it right now.
Good.
I'm
so
first.
Good.
You stay out of my way, lady.
Now, I wonder if you could just write this candle company and go, what smell would you like? Becky. Just some old girlfriend or whatever. could have chosen a different name.
Really helpful.
Yeah, let's you know
Susie,
what?
As they,
let's have a any quick other meeting woman. With Josh when we get off the air.
Yeah.
Just a quick meeting.
I should have said Cactus.
Christy, what smell do you do you have a particular
particular
smell that you like?
Could have gone Betsy.
Hey, Tom.
No, I don't.
Tom, that's your son. Will you take his hand?
It was. Christy, your thoughts? Your favorite smell?
I don't have a favorite smell. I don't know what it would be. The candles that I have are nice.
You like this smell?
No.
What about your man's aftershave? He looks like an Old Spice guy to me.
He doesn't wear aftershave.
He just exudes that manly smell.
Yeah.
What about your man's taint?
Drakkar.
You ever get down there and just huff?
You ever whip it up down there?
Yeah, how's he look from that angle?
What is wrong with people? Idea.
This show is so off the rails. We need booze.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.